Let your voice be heard on our Keith Lee Service live fan feedback or by calling 433-1037. Welcome back to the show with no name. Now back to the Antique Brick Outdoors Studio.
All right, 9:35.
I tell you, there's so much like controversy in between breaks.
I'm just asking, Acre. I'm just pointing out.
I feel sorry for poor old Roger.
I'm just pointing out. It just stands out differently. Listen, I'm cool. I support those guys. It stands out different. We've not done any other like that before.
I wasn't really even talking about that. But then salespeople coming in.
Well, get it all worked out. Sherry, what's up?
I just like doing that.
Sherry, what'd you bring for food?
Did you bring us any food?
Oh, my gosh. Did y'all not want to eat for a couple days after that?
As a matter of fact, I ate.
I got so hungry when I got home. I got so hungry when I got home. I went in, took a shower, and went to Little Caesars, got the little 20, and loaded. I swear to you. And I was hungry. And then I ate. And then I slept in my chair. Oh, it was a nice one.
I'll tell you, Friday night I got home, and of course she goes straight to the bedroom. I'm like, sweet, I'm gonna get undressed, get ready for bed. I mean, I was exhausted. And my daughter comes in, she was like, you might not want to get too comfortable because I got friends coming over. I was like, sweet.
Yeah, were you tired? Were you tired too, Roger? Were you like exhausted?
All weekend.
I was too.
All weekend.
And you know what I found out? You know who had the same eye situation last week?
Who?
Victoria. Victoria
you
did.
Got pink eye?
Victoria. I don't know if
that's stink eye.
Stink eye, sty eye, pink eye. I don't know what it is.
Pink eye. Well, is it itching?
You think it is? No, it's not really itching. It hurts. And it's turning.
I told him it was a sty.
Usually a sty is right on your eye.
See there? You guys have been leading me down the wrong. RJ?
So, I'm a mama. That is pink eye.
Stink. Really? Yes. How do you get that?
You got stink.
And you were telling
me. Somebody gave that to me.
If they've got it and they touch their eye and touch it, you can get it.
You were down there talking with Victoria last week.
Well, but I wonder. Victoria said hers was gone in 2 days, so I don't think she had pink eye. It was something else.
You got stink eye.
Well, it usually itches and it hurts.
Dr. Jones with her analysis.
I've got kids.
Yeah.
I've got kids.
So here, if I rub my eye on you, does that mean you'll get it?
If you touch me with that finger that you're rubbing your eye with,
hey, Rod,
kill
exactly.
You
know,
can't see Papa.
Do not
here.
Let him near
and
you.
His cyber doctor called and told him to shut me down for what
I said. You didn't want to put Visine in my eye like it was going to cure it all. Nah. It was going to make it blow up like the Hunchback.
Put that stuff in there to stop it from being red and irritant until you go to the doctor. But his cyber doctor cuts me down from my diagnosis. He tells David what to do.
Okay,
and David does the exact opposite.
Do I need to go see a doctor today?
Or no.
Can I go to Walgreens and get something over the counter?
I think you can get.
Not the sty stuff, because you said it's not. It could be pink eye. Can I walk? Can Walgreens look at me?
And there's probably a doctor out there that's going to correct me. Usually I get a sty, and it's like it's an infected.
eyelash.
Yeah, and it usually causes like a huge bump. On your.
He's got a huge bump on
it. My whole eye is red. My whole eye is red, so that's a problem.
Get a microscope on it. It's infested with
dirt. I can walk into Walgreens and go, look. I can. They give me something.
And they'll probably be able to help you. But the stuff you put in it is
maybe should go to USA Drug instead.
You walk in there and do that. And if
I'm behind the counter. USA Drug was a sponsor of our Living for Life. That's who I'm going to. That's who I'm going to.
I'm behind the counter when you come in there going, look. I'm slowly reaching to hit that button under the counter.
That's what they're supposed to be able to look and say, yes, sir, this is what you need to get because you've got blank eye.
Well, they're not
blank eye.
Matt's game. Blank eye.
Yeah, stink eye. You got stink eye. You got to wash more.
So, Sherry, you're recovered now, and give us a recap on last week.
It was a great 3 days and great bonding experience, don't you guys think?
I think we all stayed more in the place a little bit more. Of course, everybody started playing poker, and that sort of let the,
was the bag-o.
That was the edgy crowd.
To read my Elvis book.
Yeah, that's what you were doing. Everybody sort of segregated at that point. But, yeah, so we had a good good experience. And
We did.
And we raised
final total?
Yeah, final total.
That's $29,360.
Very nice.
Just so you guys know, I think last year it was told that we raised about $41,000, and that was including we had two big, huge sponsors last year.
About $8,000
worth. Yeah, so actually we raised more. Your listeners raised more this year than we did last year.
How about that?
There we go. Thank you, Buzz listeners.
When you take those,
thank you, guys.
The sponsorships out of it. So we had a great 3 days, yeah. And a lot of people coming on and talking about, you know, what the American Cancer Society does.
That was good. Awareness, I think, is always something that's a great benefit. Who do you think was the live-in MVP? Who do you think, of looking back of all the people,
who was the live-in
MVP?
I'm going to say Melinda for hanging in.
Okay. I thought she did a good job.
Mine goes to Tommy, because Tommy actually did it.
That's a good point, RJ.
Tommy actually did it. He didn't leave.
Here's the other
deal. That and the pawpaw chair.
But he sure did cause a hell of a lot of trouble while he was there. A lot of trouble.
He did cause
a lot of trouble. There were a few arguments.
He and Akeley argued like just cats and dogs in there, man.
He instigated a lot of it. You can't.
I know, Justin.
And we won't say what he kept yelling at you for.
Oh yeah, well, of course
days.
That's
no, it's just ridiculous.
So who was? Let me ask you this. Then who was the worst live-in for life member? Did we have one?
I don't think there was a worst. Everybody had a good time.
I will vote for Pat for being up so late and making squeaky noises with his bed.
Making noises, eating chips and everything.
Okay, you have to say, though, him getting up the next morning and seeing him in his CPAP, whatever those machines are called.
Bang, bang.
And it's like on the side of his head.
He didn't want anybody to know that he wears that stuff, because then they won't know that he's just a human and that he has trouble sleeping.
You do learn a lot about your coworkers, and are you playing it again? This is Pat. Well, just to be fair.
I was going to say, David's going
to
pull it up on his phone.
And I think Roger would agree, this is the only fair thing to do. Roger was sleeping with his ESPN headsets on, RJ, and it was, I got to make sure, because I
sleep with my headphones on, and it's like books on tape. I put this thing on, it helps me sleep, and I retain knowledge in my sleep, sort of like reading to your fetus.
Huh?
What?
He went there.
Let me just say. I got to make sure that.
Hey, boy.
There's Matt.
Okay, here it is. Now, I want you to listen to this.
Why don't you email it to him real quick?
Let's listen.
Listen. We could very well see the kind of offense at USC that could get them in the national championship game. And the addition.
That's why you're throwing over the ESPN in his ear. Listen.
Standing over my bed while I'm sleeping.
That is a little creepy.
Listen,
David's the only one that has it on his phone snoring.
Between him and Tom, I couldn't sleep. I said, RJ, first of all, here, ESP is playing in the middle of the deal at 1 o'clock in the morning. So Roger has the thing off his ear like this.
Well, it's because I sleep on that side.
And that's loud. Okay, listen again. Listen to how he equals out the ESPN with his snoring.
And they don't match up to Alabama and LSU on the defensive side of the ball. Now, like Oklahoma State a year ago, we could very well see the kind of offense at USC that could get them in the national championship.
That's good sleeping, boy.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's like this is the only man I know that could snore louder than the ESPN coming in his ear.
I do know that they can't match up with the LSU or Alabama.
Matt Couch in the studio.
Man. Hey, Matt. What's going on, son?
Morning.
So what you got there, Matt?
Congratulations to Matt Couch.
Yeah, great job, Matt. Super job.
Thanks, folks.
That didn't just happen.
Yeah, he worked hard on that. Very nice. Well,
we
done.
Are going to be drawing to give away 3 months of energy bills paid by Middleton Heat and Air.
All right.
If it's cool with you guys, we can go ahead and do that now.
Let's do it. Sherry Jones, pull the lucky winner.
Drum roll. And the winner is
Jennifer Hansen of Bryant.
Wow. Jennifer,
I will get in contact with you, and we will get this lined up.
Jennifer, congrats.
Matt, I was saying, who do you think was the live-in for life MVP, and who was probably the worst performance member of the Living for Life?
I feel like we all lost a little in that house. And then yesterday, as the cleaning process began, that was confirmed. Pat and the Bane mask have got to be.
That was classy. I think it'd be. I think, you know, I don't think there was really a weak link in it, you know.
I think it was a strong group.
I love the fact that Akeley would get in the screaming matches with Tommy and Tiger Bait. That was pretty
funny.
That was entertaining.
You
and he was
all
the
video
in
of
fact,
that.
Akeley was all about the poker. I mean, he was into the poker.
And
Melinda too. It was so funny, guys. They would start off with all this energy. And by, you know, by the time you just keep playing because you, you know, you can, and so it's just like, oh man, can we just split this? I mean, they're worn out. By the
couple hours in, you look over, and everybody's kind of slumped
maybe,
over.
Yeah, maybe we need to end this thing. So, yeah, I think everybody had a good role. Like I said, we had a lot of people at the Pleasant Ridge Town Center that came by and gave us stuff and said hello and didn't mind that we were sort of taking over that little curve, that little part of the center. Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, Lou Schickel and that whole crew were fantastic to let us have that building.
Did you find anything that was weird when you were cleaning up, man?
Well, and that process just kind of began yesterday, and so I'm sure when we go over today, it's going to be interesting. I was fortunate to get all the lipstick off the mannequins and off the mirrors.
Wow. Did I leave my pillow over there? A red pillow.
Well, you don't need that pillow, stink eye.
With the stripe? Yeah, you don't need that one anymore. Was the stripe?
Yeah, look what I got from the live-in.
Are you blaming us for that?
I don't know.
Well, you got some sort of parasite?
I don't know what it is.
No one else has that.
Listen, parasite. What's his face over there? Roger's trying to put peanut butter in my eye or something.
It'll help peanut butter help.
It's a Visine.
Peanut butter helps.
It's a Visine.
I'm telling you, the stuff that they use is like real good.
Well, hey, let's
not gonna lie.
Let's get it for Sherry.
Sherry,
Cancer Society, and also too. How about to our listeners? How about that for stepping up and doing probably even more than we did last year.
Give
all
yourselves
together.
A hand right now out there. You know who you
Pat
are.
Pat yourself on the back. Exactly right. Do you want to throw out the stupid question of the day real quick?
I sure do, and we will give away tickets to the Travelers game tonight. Why?
Because it is
Buzz Night.
It is Buzz
presented
Night.
Presented by Direct Auto Insurance.
No three blind mice being played tonight at the Traveler Field, is there, RJ?
Oh, no. Phil's already had that deleted from the system.
Listen, Kevin Little Rock says, I've heard three blind mice played at all three major sporting events.
It happens, but some people like Phil, who's the extra traditionalist.
Yes, I understand.
It.
I see it. All right, Roger.
24% of single men who do this on the first date won't get a second one.
24%
of single men who do this on the first date won't get a second one. What is it? I'll give you a hint. It's verbal.
433-1037.
How many tickets can we give? Can we give like an entire family?
How big is it, like Duggar style, or how big?
No,
is his family?
It's as big as my family was. No more than eight.
Yeah.
If you've got eight people in your family or group, you get eight tickets, right? Because you're off the payroll, man.